The 81st Annual Junior High School Orientation Camp was held on April 15th to 17th for the first grade junior high students at a lodge in Omihachiman near Lake Biwa. On the morning of the 15th, we set off without delay, and after a short break at Kusatsu service area, we arrived on schedule at Omihachiman. Only a week after the school entrance ceremony, and while still getting used to the new school uniforms, the students in charge conducted the opening ceremony. After a leisurely lunch, it was time for the show-in lesson, in which the students learned about the history and traditions of show-in, along with its foundation over 100 years ago. At first, the students seemed a little nervous, but after a simple quiz and seeing the photographs of the many students that came before them over the years, they seemed to relax as well as appreciate the traditions and charms of show-in. On the first day, the main event was preparing the evening meal outdoors. The outdoor cooking area had a roof to protect from the rain, and the students prepared the cooking utensils, ingredients, and started the fire. Lighting matches was a new experience for many of the students, but with the help and advice of the staff and teachers, the fire was finally lit. The students took turns in groups to prepare the rice and peel the onions and potatoes. Having only recently met each other for the first time, the students had to talk together and cooperate in order to complete the task of making curry. It was a good practice in building teamwork and social skills, and they all said the curry was delicious. After just 2 hours, they all seemed to be getting along with each other fine. Afterwards, the students worked in teams to clean up, being told to make sure the dishes are cleaner than when you started. With hands numb with cold, they worked hard and did a wonderful job of cleaning up. The students then returned to the lodge, took a bath, then prepared the flags to be flown on their rafts in the next day's raft race. The flags were around the size of a newspaper and each had cute designs reflecting the students' ideas. At 10 p.m. it was time for bed, and after a long day all the students were soon fast asleep. The next morning, breakfast was from 7:30 a.m. and after an hour's walk around the beautiful lake shore, which is a tradition of the orientation camp. Usually only half of the students participate in the walk, but this year around 90% of the students came along. I felt they were extremely positive and enthusiastic students. After breakfast, we conducted team building activities to promote a sense of unity among the students. For around 3 hours, the students played a series of games while talking and laughing with each other. After lunch was the raft race. At first, the students took two floats and attached a wooden seat, which formed the shape of the raft. It was a new experience for nearly all the students, but by cooperating together and following the instructor's example, they were able to complete the construction of the rafts. In water around 12 degrees, colder than a cold public bath, while cheering and screaming, the students entered the lake for the raft race. With 5 students on either side of the raft, they had to work in unison for the raft to move forward. After a wobbly start, leaders seemed to appear in each team, and with shouts of support from the shore, they managed to make progress. Against the wind and waves, the students combined their strength to power the rafts forward. The rafts crossed the finish line in different positions, but the students gave it their all to make it a wonderful experience. The students returned to the lodge, and after taking a bath, they tucked into the evening meal of omi beef after a hard day's work. At night, they wrote postcards to their families expressing their gratitude for letting them take part in the orientation camp. Some students knew their address, but not their postcodes. But in the end, they managed to express their feelings. On the third day, the students visited the Lake Biwa Museum, where they learned about the history, wildlife, and environment around the lake. They then boarded the bus and returned to school as scheduled. The 3 days passed in the blink of an eye, but I think it will become a fond memory for the students.